floor.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, Your Excellencies, distinguished guests, esteemed experts, colleagues. I'm working with the United Nations Environment Programme. My name is Ruth Cotto. I'm heading the mitigation branch in the Climate Change Division. I'm very happy and delighted and honored to welcome you all to this very important roundtable discussion on closing the gender gap, effective policies to deliver on the SDGs in the AECE region, where I'll be moderating the session. As economies shift towards both low carbon and digital economies, the idea of a just transition has become increasingly significant. Global climate frameworks like the Paris Agreement, Sustainable Development Goals, and the European Green Deal recognize the transformative role of gender equality and women's empowerment in these transitions. However, despite these acknowledgments, gender equality is often overlooked in both energy transition and digitalized initiatives, particularly in rural areas and migrant communities from benefiting equally from the transition. In order to ensure that women have equal access in energy and food systems, digital jobs, digital tools, and skill-building opportunities, it's crucial to prevent widening the gender gaps in the evolving economic landscape. A just transition must integrate gender transformative approaches that empower women across all sectors and address the intersectional barriers faced by marginalized groups, including, as I said, migrants and rural women. In this context, the objective of this roundtable is to share learnings, challenges, and progresses in the last 5 years and set out at least 3 concrete policy measures to address gender dimensions of the energy transition, digitalization, education, climate action, and food systems to accelerate the implementation of the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action in the next 5 years and SDGs. One of the examples that I would like to bring to this discussion is a project that we work together with UN Women in Asia. It's called Empower Women for Climate Resilient Societies Program. It's supported also by Germany, New Zealand, Sweden, and Switzerland. The CRE approaches include supporting member states in developing and implementing gender-responsive energy and climate policies, fostering women's entrepreneurship in renewable energy, mobilizing investment for women's economic empowerment, and promoting women's leadership in the energy transition. If you're interested, I invite you to look into the website UNEP, Empower UNEP, UN Women. So we have several examples to share in this program, but I think most importantly, we have a lot of examples to share here with this distinguished panel. And I would like to reiterate the focus of this panel to look into policies that work and decision-making examples and best practices that we would like to share. So without further ado, I will start the questions to my fellow panelists. They are much more distinguished than I am, and I'm very honored to be with them. So maybe I'll start with Mrs. Ulla Saar, Deputy Secretary General of Labor, Ministry of Economic Affairs and Communications of Estonia. So Mrs. Ulla Saar, what are the most pressing challenges in implementing gender-responsive policies to close the gender gap in the context of rapid digitalization, and how these challenges have evolved since the Beijing 25 review? How can digitalization of economies be leveraged to close the gender gap? And what policies are needed to ensure women have equal access to digital tools and opportunities? I don't know if you know, but Estonia is one of the most advanced countries in digitalization, so I think it's a perfect question. Thank you very much.